Last time on Paint It Black.
They tweeted.
I'm sorry, but if I could quote someone very dear to us, real niggas eat booty.
Very true.
I'm a gangster nigga, real niggas eat booty.
I guess I'm not that gangster.
No, man.
You're like, oh, I don't want to eat booty. I want your
Mammy wants her fucking money.
Mammy back. Wants her money. 1,300 bucks.
You stole my buffalo nickels.
What are those nickels was given to me by Franklin Roosevelt?
Here's a picture of me blowing Jagger Hoover.
I had to suck his dick off.
Alright, what's next?
I still want to talk about Mammy. Dude,
Mammy's a dick.
Yeah, that was a good run.
She didn't invent the hand job, but she invented the finger in the ass thing.
You shouldn't have taken that. That's my dope money.
Mammy had to replace her knees 3 times.
That was for 2 things.
That new rug burn is devastating.
And the white dragon.
Everyone in this room.
Brad actually was on the show 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so Brad was
there. B-Rizzle.
B-Rizzy.
Everybody in this room.
By the way, an update on Brad. He has not got that Ching Chong Bing Bong love yet.
Sorry, Brad.
I'm pulling for you every day. Every day, I hope I open up a fortune cookie and said, Brad did it.
It's like that old Comic-Con saying. No money, money, no touch.
Exactly. There you go, Lou.
Yeah. If you're listening, Brad, no ticky, no laundry.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
I really did forget about the Mammy thing. Yeah. That was pretty good.
I am not offended, surprisingly.
You know, like, we had no reason to pick on that old lady. We just went off on her.
That and the Chinese must really hate us.
They're cool, I feel.
I think all Asians
hate Asians in general.
Well, you have a free podcast, you know they listen.
They're copying it. They have their own version in Asia somewhere.
The blue leg version.
Paint it yellow.
Oh, man. How'd you like that music during the intro?
It was all right.
I liked it.
I got it from the things I hear while I'm in my mother's car. She listens to some wacky shit.
What are you talking about?
Can we play it again?
She listens to like...
A family thing, like I gotta go see grandma, she'll listen to her music and it's wacky shit.
Oh, in your mother's
in
car.
In your mother's car. You said under.
I heard.
It's like clinging to the bottom of the car like the guy from Cape Fear.
Like Silent Bob. Bro. That's not Bob. It's Sideshow Bob. Remember?
Which was a spoof of Cape Fear. Let me hit you again because this shit sounds like it came out of
Well,
Toe
let's
Jam
do this before we do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
The guy so desperate to play a song is Lou.
Hey, what's up?
You're Jillian.
Guten Tag.
And standing in the corner, Ken.
Guten Tag.
That's what I am.
Knocked.
Oh, good night. What's a goodbye thing?
Like good evening. It's good
evening. Second time, Jill. What's going on?
It's good evening.
It's good night.
It's good evening.
It's good night.
Oh, good night. Whatever.
Okay. Anyway, Lou.
So tell me this shit don't sound like Toe Jam and Earl or something.
I kind of half assumed it was.
I thought it was like from Beverly Hills Cop. You know, in between. Like
this is groovy.
This sounds like it's from the Ghostbusters soundtrack or something.
Very like when all the ghosts are released.
Yeah. So me and Alex. We're on the way to my older brother's like baby shower. She's playing this wacky shit. We're like bobbing our heads like way too hard. She catches on and turns it off. So I just start going boom 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 boom. And then he's like probably gonna get the name wrong. Erasure?
It's not. Erasure. This can't be Erasure. Yeah. This is Erasure. They had like upbeat stuff like this.
This is something.
Wow.
This is like Who Framed Roger Rabbit? The video game soundtrack.
Yeah. This is funky, bro.
This is definitely from an LGN game.
Right.
I'm kind of digging it now that I'm here.
Just keep this playing in the background. For the show.
It sounds like I'm imagining Bill Cosby dancing to this with his family. It sounds like the opening to the Cosby Show.
I could imagine Bill Cosby fucking date raping chicks to this song.
Dragging him by the hair into his bedroom.
Giving him the jello pudding pop afterwards.
There goes Theo doing that split.
Rudy's doing the Cabbage Patch. How adorable.
I must not watch this show too much. I just know Cosby.
It's just the intro.
The intro, they're all dancing.
Yeah.
They were shucking and jiving and shit. Like,
towards the
pretty
end,
much.
They had one where they were like hip hoppy. Up until then, it was very jazzy.
I kind of missed that song.
Like, The Last Generation, they're all like in a tuxedo dancing. And
you know, I wish we did more of is just like on the spot, just making music with our mouth.
That's your skill.
You know?
You want beatboxing?
Like, I would
acapella?
Do like the drums or the bass or something.
Hit it, rockapella!
You know? Everybody take a different instrument and then assemble it into one.
A mouth instrument?
This is ridiculous.
You're assuming that we have talent.
But do you want to pop that on again and try?
Well,
I see
everyone around the room's like, no.
Sounds like audio suicide.
Yeah. Right. But where were you last week, Jill? What happened? Where were you?
I'm thinking.
We missed you.
Was it Friday?
Yeah. No, was it? I don't know. Yeah.
Huh.
That was a journey.
Oh, I know where I was. I was still in the city. I was doing some last-minute Christmas shopping and that sort of thing.
These motherfuckers, Whitey, they would not stop fucking just any excuse they could to make the white guy in the story sound like the hero.
Oh,
these motherfuckers.
I see what happens.
Usually the man in white is the hero.
I'm trying to think of what the stories were.
Like the frat.
All of them.
Like they had this fucking racist sex toy thing.
They had and a black like, blow-up doll.
And they're like, you leave that frat alone.
Who cares?
They were saying that you couldn't even notice it in the picture.
Like, why can't...
No, you could, and it had those fucking racist lips.
Why can't you make
they don't
one
make
of them?
The fucking thing.
Don't all blow-up dolls have big lips? I'm not defending them. I'm just asking.
Yes, they do.
Why don't
you
give them a hard time for being a bunch of rich sissies that have to pay to have fucking...
Pay to have friends, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and, you gotta give them a hard time for a black blow-up doll?
And the other thing was...
No offense to the Greek culture.
If I paid for my friends, I didn't pay nearly enough.
No, women are different, though. Women have a tough time getting along with each other. You gotta, like, find the right group of friends. If you're a guy and you can't, like, sit down and have a beer with another guy, there's something wrong with you.
Something severely wrong.
I feel like fraternity life is more like a social pool. Like, all right, we all get along. Like, we're going to pay dues so we can have awesome parties together. Because if we just try to do this without this whole rules and regulation thing, it would just be two guys paying for all the parties.
Unless you're, like, part of the Skulls fraternity where you're going to be, like, a president or something.
It's not a fraternity, that's secret society.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Then you're all just a bunch of guys who just, like, I just want friends.
Bunch of jerk-offs.
Well, also...
maybe we get naked and drink together, we'll be friends for life.
You're like the guy that nobody wants to have around you because you're a fucking jerk-off.
As white guys, I feel like...
a few examples just in my own friend group.
I'm sure. Bunch of jerk-offs.
Yeah.
It's a way for white guys to form a gang, basically. Because you're never going to win a fight on your own.
Black fraternities.
That's
Tri-lambs, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Black fraternities. Why? Because you're on a white campus... where you're going to get shit for being a black student there, so it's best that you all band together.
Gangs have an important function. They, like, cause violence and sell drugs and kill people. Like, fraternities, just they throw parties. Like, anyone, and they raise money for philanthropy.
They never shut up about the fact that they're in a fraternity.
Oh, God, the fraternity.
They never hear the end of that shit.
But, yeah, I'm like, listen, could have used you to defend...
A bunch of homos.
The minority.
A black.
Well, now I find myself defending attorneys.
No, that's not a minority. It's a fucking black piece of rubber.
It's a balloon.
He wanted you to defend a tire.
Plastic.
The same. Well, it could have been anything.
I haven't had a moment to listen to last week's podcast. I'll listen to it, review the facts, and I'll come back to you with a decision.
Yeah. Wasn't like she was dressed up as a field slave, bro. It was just
seriously.
Like,
also.
She was like.
Mouth agape, arms at a
these guys
right angle.
Would not stop talking about how they were over the moon in love with fucking Channing Tatum.
Oh, we defended him briefly.
I said he was an idiot, and you're like, how can he be an idiot if he's so hot?
I do get lost in his eyes. Hold on.
You're like, he can't be an idiot. He has washboard abs.
We got a woman's perspective now. Could you or could you not? The facts now only, Lil. We're not going to interject opinions here. Could you or could you not cook a breakfast on his abs?
Yes, you absolutely could. You could fry an egg on those abs. But how was I going to
What about that $1 million smile?
Because I'm saying that he...
That's how you sizzle
Lou,
the bacon.
Lou, yeah. I don't know what you thought was going to be on your side of this. The man has produced his own movie.
I didn't say he produced a movie?
Let's see your movie.
He wasn't an attractive dude.
I said he's produced his own movie.
You kind of did. You said he got derpy face.
He's got a Bobo eye.
I have heard Lou say that before.
You know those fucking googly eyes you buy in like a 20-pack? He's got one. A permanent one. He's always pointing down.
It's from doing so many sit-ups.
Oh my goodness. That's all I'm arguing. You guys are like, no, he's too hot. He's amazing.
All the guys say is, hate is gonna hate, 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 hate.
Brian, like, I got nothing against attractive dudes, but you guys are
you
just
do
like,
have something against this particular.
You really do.
Brian, particular guy. Hate us because they ain't us.
Hate us because they ain't us, my friend.
I don't know what that means.
It's from the
sounds pretty homosexual.
Hate us because they ain't
James Franco
us.
Was very gay in that movie.
I thought you were saying
he's bro. Yeah, I know. Bro-y.
That's the part of the joke.
Haters of the anus or something.
Yeah, hate us because they ain't us the from the interview.
That's too new for me.
By the way, thank you, Sony, for being pleased on the terrorism threats and giving us a free movie.
Once we realized the whole thing was stupid,
they were like, come on, these guys.
It's a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And I've seen George Bush lampoon way worse in American movies than we ever even touched on Kim Jong-un.
What about American TV?
American TV.
Well, yeah. Will Ferrell had a Broadway
show.
What
about real life?
That's what I'm saying. It's like we can have fun with our leaders.
Mission accomplished.
Our president almost got assassinated by a Snyder's.
Oh, that's right. The press. Auntie Anne almost took
yeah,
it out.
He almost got sourdoughed to death.
But even half the Obama shit I hear, it's like, you don't get away. Like,
dude, the Russians put a anything. Banana in his mouth, man.
That's what I'm saying. Are we going to start an international incident out of that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's true. I just saw from the movie, but like, apparently they think he's like literally a guy.
No, that's actually true.
Yeah, that's very true.
That was true about his father. That's true.
Yeah.
About
who, why would you think that this pumpkin looking motherfucker?
No, it's actually the Japanese felt that way about their emperor too, up until World War.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like that. That guy probably was like, you know, I don't know, Inuyasha looking, you know, like fucking.
At least Super Saiyan level 9. Super Saiyan.
Yeah. Like, if you're a leader.
Washboard
God.
Abs, six hey. Feet tall, samurai mask.
Brian, hear me out. Old school Europeans used to believe that their leaders were ordained by God, for God's sakes. It's not that
far. Totally different. If I'm hearing this correctly, though. He would buy it if Channing Tatum was the dictator.
Yeah,
more than Kim Jong-un, whatever.
If your god, if your god's 5'6", my god could kick your god's ass.
Well, they're all that size.
All gods?
No, all Korean.
I'm pretty sure you get like a Titan or something that's like 60 feet tall.
That's disappointing. Would it be if all the gods were like puck size?
5'6".
It's like, your haircut's terrible.
Our gods are pygmies.
You're like 4'11".
His haircut's so bad that he made the rest of the country get the haircut.
Vince Carter could literally jump over the entire nation and
every
dunk.
Man in their country.
Just dunk. They'd be trying, the whole nation could try to take a charge. Yeah. He'd just jump over them all. Boom. Elbow in the bucket.
24 million people in that country. Yeah. Not one broke 6 foot.
No, there was one guy. He could have gone pro. He was like, Yao Ming size.
He was in South.
Oh, he's South?
He's South Korean. They got the tall motherfuckers up there.
Yeah, because they don't get fed in North Korea.
No, because they can climb the fence easily. No.
Oh, yeah, the tall you are.
Well, what do you guys... Since we're so topical and shit, you guys want to jump into some news?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
I figured we should get to it eventually.
Here's the news.
So let's play a guessing game first. Mm-hmm. Why would cops arrest a anti-gay pastor named Gaylord?
You tell me the name.
Gaylord or Lard?
I mean, I can't...
Gaylord.
Is it a fat homo? Like?
L-A-R-D.
Like, hey, Gaylord.
Is this a Mike Myers character? Like,
hey, Gaylord. It just sounds like something mean you say to somebody in school. It's horrible. Yeah.
Gaylord. It's like fat and gay all in one.
You fat gay homo.
I can't play because we talked about the game.
You knew he was either becoming a priest or a fucking serial killer.
Or both.
Well, what do you think he did?
Yeah.
I have a shitty name?
Tax evasion?
No, seriously. Give just an honest thought for 2 seconds. You'll know the answer.
Gaylord? Probably fucked a fat dude?
He came on to a dude. Now, the part here is he's an anti-gay pastor.
Yep.
He's just trying to fight the demons.
Why are all the zealots gay? Like,
when you look at a super religious person or you look at a politician, find what they're the most against, mm-hmm. and that's what they're going to be busted for in 6 months.
Spitzer, prostitution.
Oh, he was cleaning things up.
He was a Wall Street guy.
No, though. But his Spitzer at least it was smart because he that was his fight to knock them all down. But he was customer number 9. He didn't pay for a fucking thing.
Yeah,
because that one that was open. With Spitz's joint.
It was like upstate and shit, too.
It's like, oh, perhaps you could, comp me forever because I'll shut you down.
Well, this guy, Gaylord, 59-year-old man, Gaylord
Get
Williams.
In my butthole! I'm Gaylord!
That's your last one.
I see what
one.
You did there.
That's your last one. That was too good.
Mike Myers sucks, man. Like, one, two good movies. Wayne's World, and then the first, like, Austin Powers.
Yeah.
What about I Married an Axe Murderer or whatever?
Oh, that was
that was
decent.
Good. All right, I can't complain.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was an okay movie. Like, that was entertaining.
That was before he decided to just recycle jokes.
Was Dr. Seuss the Cat in the Hat? Oh.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
I've never hated myself after a movie that much. Anyway.
Like, Pete got that feeling like after you fucked like a hooker or something like that. Like, you're just dirty.
Oh,
like,
oh. Should have wrapped it up on that one.
Got the stinky dick?
I got stanky.
Come over here and smell it.
Just keep on smelling it, man.
So anyway,
he fucked a dude?
We keep quoting this movie. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Gaylord Williams, 59, pastor of the Praise Cathedral Church of God in Seymour, Indiana. He approached a vehicle containing a 27-year-old man that was parked by a lake.
Did he look like Channing Tatum?
It just says 27-year-old man.
I'm imagining Channing Tatum.
That just got...
Man, John Goodman.
Yeah, one eye on the lake, the other eye out into space.
You stupid derp.
Sorry, go on, Pete.
So the guy rolled down his window and he sees this old dude walking up. And when he did, the Gaylord grabbed and squeezed his genitals and then requested that he perform oral sex.
Did Gaylord want to perform oral sex on him, or is it the other way around?
He wanted the guy to blow him.
Oh, that was awfully ballsy of him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just knock on a window. Hey, suck my dick.
Yeah. He came up like Michael Jackson, like, he's like, Shimo! Suck my dick.
usually in that situation, it's the other way around where the old, suppressed gay guy's like, I just want to, you know, pleasure you.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You ever have a gay
This guy
in mouth?
Is a preacher. He's a preacher, so he's not so generous.
Mm. Get ready to receive the good word.
The good news.
Oh, word of the night is dick.
Oh,
whoa. Oh, God.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Go on, Pete.
So, cops later found gay porn in the dude's car.
Not illegal. It doesn't make it bad.
Which?
Preacher-wise, it is illegal.
Yeah. Which the deacon, using a very poor choice of words, is quoted saying, it blows me more. Him touching that guy.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Really? It blows me more?
Did he later in write a letter to his congregation starting with, I have sinned against you? Because it's been used as an opening line before, sir. Try a new one.
Like, the first mass he had after the whole thing, he's like, you guys are going to hear a lot of rumors about me. And I have a new stance on gay people, all right?
Listen,
it's not that big of a deal.
Wait.
Listen, if you have somebody do something to you, it's not gay.
It's like in prison, man. You're not gay if a guy blows you. Yeah.
The Lord came upon me and said, a mouth is a mouth.
Pete, I was going to go that route. Say, the Lord came to me last night in my holding cell.
Eventually, some guy just like raises his hand. He's just like, are you gay? Like, what's going on with this whole...
We've been picking up on that throughout most of your sermons. You just want to come out to us? Is something you want to tell us?
Pastor, you've been sucking dick?
I'm giving Holy Communion with my cock, sir.
I've been spreading the good word.
With my dick.
With
Get
my
ready
dick.
And receive the host.
With my dick.
You.
Religion's
See, creepy.
That's fucking blasphemous, Luke.
It is.
I know.
And I like it.
Thank you.
The Pope has spoken.
I wish we could have captured audio-wise what you just posed like. Just gave like an old like.
And approved.
Oh, I got that.
Do you renounce the devil and all his evils?
Oh, God, honey, no.
We hear a Brian blowjob noise once an episode.
Well, I just got that noise in my whole like repertoire
yeah.
So I got to use it a little bit.
A couple more tugs and you're ready for a blessing upon your forehead.
I love how you said that like Groucho Marx.
That's Lou's go-to. He loves like the old-timey shit.
Everything is a lot less offensive when it's old-timey. Me, right?
No, I think it's way more offensive. Look at Looney Tunes.
Well,
Slowpoke Rodriguez, son. Like,
well, he wasn't old timey, was he?
I mean, it was a fucking 40s or the 50s. Like, he was super like Mexican. He was like, oh, so sleepy. No, fuck the cat.
I don't want to go, cousin Speedy.
Yeah, that's just old Mexican.
So hungry. You got tamales? Like,
no. They're going to take my thumbs.
All right, what's next in this movie?
All right. This one hurts a little. British man fell into a coma after a brutal car accident. And the worst part about the whole thing was that he woke up and found out that he wasn't Matthew McConaughey.
That sucks.
Man. What happened?
All right.
All right. They stay younger. They get younger. I stay the same age.
So wait, he was in a coma and was living the life of Matthew McConaughey.
He was hit by
world?
Six cars in after slamming into a
six
truck.
Six cars?
In 2012.
First car's like, boom. They go like, just like running over him.
And he suffered a brain hemorrhage while the firefighters tried to save him from the wreckage for 40 minutes. He lapsed into a coma, woke up 6 days later, believing he was a kooky Texan with a deep reservoir of southern gravitas. That's the way this article puts it.
Wow. Matthew McConaughey.
In my head, I thought I was Matthew McConaughey. When I went to the toilet, I went to look in the mirror, and I was shocked because I didn't look like him. I don't know. I didn't know
I'm
what
so
I was
dumpy,
at.
No.
This is a trick mirror.
I'm not McConaughey and good looking, no.
Maybe more the romantic comedy period of Matthew McConaughey, not so much his new renaissance where he's kind of scrawny. kind of looks
like an ugly Simon Cowell.
You know what's funny about this is he went to a coma before the True Detective. So
yeah,
I'm Ghost of Girlfriends past McConaughey.
You know, how did this guy in 10 days, you know, McConaughey?
I suddenly have an attraction to Kate Hudson for some reason.
I'm Sahara McConaughey.
So why he latched onto him is just baffling to me.
Maybe he just watched it.
McConaughey's done nothing but good things last year or so.
Yeah, it's been very recent.
Well, that was Oscar winner.
It's like him or Brad Pitt that you would pick.
And he's one of those guys.
No, DiCaprio, man. DiCaprio's
well, DiCaprio.
Dude.
One of the
doing all the Scorsese films, he's always in good stuff.
Yeah, he hasn't been in a bad movie in a while.
When was the last time he was in a
J.
movie?
J. Edgar.
That was good. I liked
that.
That was a good movie.
I like all those biopics.
What about that old timey thing?
The Island movie?
Yeah, I didn't like that. Great.
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. Oh, yeah,
that wasn't epic. It was, you know, it was all right.
But the ending,
the Jay-Z
like
music,
The Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby.
I like the Gatsby.
You can't call Gatsby.
I also like that director.
Baz Luhrmann. I like the Gatsby too. I love that book.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't hear the words like old sport anymore.
Oh, come on there, old sport.
Old sport.
That's where we're all using old sport for the rest of the podcast. Old sport.
Old sport.
Spice.
Yeah. All right, so what's next here?
Well, just a quick note. After he awoke up from the... just to show the level of brain damage this dude had, when he came out of the coma, he started speaking near-perfect French. And didn't know why.
Whoa!
This is like phenomenon with Travolta.
I surrender!
I give up!
His first words, opening his eyes. Not in the face!
Where's the white flag? The white flag of Paris!
Did we hide the grapes? All right, we surrender!
Save the grapes! They're throwing women and children down and just running to save vines and shit.
All right, this next one, maybe Lou, you can help me out with this, because I didn't quite get with the man-spreading thing.
Man-spread?
Yeah.
That sounds gross.
Sounds gay.
It was just, one of the things I wanted you to do is try to guess what that is before we go into it.
Good call.
I have a feeling you know what it is.
No, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Totally guess. All right, so jam is way too feminine and girly for you guys, so you can't just have jam or jelly. You have to have man spread, which is, you know, more like Tabasco-flavored jelly.
No, it's too rhymey if you said man jam. It's, like, weird.
But that's like, you ever watch Raising Hope, where he makes Brogurt, which is just beef jerky-flavored yogurt?
I heard a product once years ago called Man Cakes, which were, like, cupcakes, except apparently the swirl of frosting on top was too girly for you guys, so it was, like, a flat plaid dried frosting
thing.
What
was the product again?
Well, it's not necessarily,
a product. Jillian's guess is it is, in fact, a condiment.
Yes, for men.
It's called manspreading.
What do you think that means?
It's a sexual position with dudes.
Also a good guess.
Yeah, I think it's a lewd sexual act where guys are jizzing on toast, spreading it, and eating it.
No.
Like a nookie cookie.
I'm going to say more. It's like you got a dude spread eagle looking him eye to eye. And his dick's like in your belly button almost. It's like...
It's ass to ass.
That's man spread.
Man spread is the ass to ass.
Ass to ass.
Stop it.
Well, this is what I'm confused about. It's what it actually is.
Luke?
Well, it's actually... New York Times wrote some kind of article about how men will take up more space in a seat.
Yes, the subways.
Because they don't put their legs right next to each other.
No,
they,
you guys
just relax and
yeah,
because
we got some, you know, thing called a dick and it's nuts. Like,
it's not empty down there.
That's what manspreading is.
It's not a big open gash, you know? Come on.
It's way less.
Yeah, with a big open gash, and you think we would, like, you know.
Look, the last thing the subway needs is every bitch with their legs spread open and just, like, stinking up the place.
It's already recirculated air.
And your balls are so fragrant that we all need to smell that shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, whoa, whoa. What are we, the docks over here? What the fuck's going on?
Bro, the A train would be smelling like the fucking Seattle fish market.
I'm just saying, there's a whole bunch of you guys sitting, which, why, again, are you saying you're young men? Stand like a man. You're sitting, you just spread out. There's no place for anyone to actually sit because you guys got your legs spread. And they jut out. I can't even stand in the middle of the subway train because your legs are jutting out.
I've had it with you women with the heat on in the middle of summer.
You want to hear what some other people think?
Yes.
All right. These are quotes I'm guessing taken from comment sections. As a man, I find this behavior to be extremely irritating as well. Just because men do it doesn't mean that it doesn't piss off other men as well.
That guy,
little fucking Nancy man,
probably owns a monocle.
Speaking for all men out there, fuck you, buddy.
Like, it's not just women who hate this. Those guys are missing out on seats too, and this behavior makes us all look bad.
Only this pussies. Guy's probably like 6'8", 110 pounds. Fuck this narrow motherfucker. He looks like fucking, was it the psychiatrist from South Park, bro? Mr. Mackey.
Just cross your ankle over your knee.
If we're going to make gender-based complaints about the train, how about women should stop perfume bombing entire cars?
Agreed. Agreed. Also, and don't do your nails on the train. The Latinos
should also stop cologne bombing us as well.
And then there comes the overthinker, just to top it off. It creates a space cushion. Men are less comfortable being touched by other men than women. And some men feel they are entitled to more space. As the article points out, and have no qualms about claiming it, I see the same thing on the golf course, practice ranges. Some men will put their bucket of balls into the next stall in front of them to try to keep... Yeah, in this context. This is a sentence I want to get to. A lot of this is primal instinct, a need to avoid potentially dangerous contact. If you don't believe in primal instinct, why do you like bacon and french fries?
Because it's delicious.
Pause. Yeah. The opening
And then the quote after that, the little comment under that is, bucket of balls, ha ha ha.
Nice.
Okay, the opening part is like, men don't want to touch other men. What makes you think I want your leg touching me? What makes you think I want your leg touching me, huh? Come on.
I think it's
because you're probably cold.
No, I don't want... You're fine. You can cuddle up to
me. I think it's a power move.
But some strange man, don't touch me.
This is a power move.
I'm just staking out...
It's like I'm the alpha.
Staking out my real
Step
estate.
Step to me.
Well, I hate the train, too, where, like, these girls, like, you know, I'm sitting by myself over here in a two-seater, and they just try to, like, yo, take the 19 bags and the big poopy jacket and try to cram in.
Yeah, the shopping bags and shit.
Yo, you put that on. Purses. You put that on the top right. Just put it on the rack.
They never do.
I don't know why. It pisses me off, too. It's
they got
you guys.
Smelly work shoes, like, in their hand and shit like that.
I'm put
like,
it in a bag. On, put it in a bag on the platform before you step on the train.
On their phones. Like, come on, shut it
down. Oh, yapping on the phones is retarded. Man.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That should be a crime. You should be arrested for that.
My friends were like, why don't you call me? Like, 'cause I'm on the train. I'm like, so what? I'm like, I'm not going to be that bitch spreading all her news and all your news around the train. No one wants to hear our conversation.
Did anybody see that video a few weeks ago? The guy beating the shit out of the chick on the train?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that.
I know, actually. Yeah, I remember it.
On the subway?
Yeah.
The girl that attacked him first?
Yes.
Yeah, she slapped
him. She was up in his face.
Oh, I've seen that video.
He got pardoned for it and everything.
Like, there's a limit, and the police understand that there is a limit to people.
She cracked him
before you're like, okay.
Oh, they know better than anybody.
Like, now you're defending yourself. He was defending himself.
Yeah.
I saw that video, too.
She hit him.
They say that he got hit with a stiletto.
Yeah, in the back of the head.
That's pretty rough.
And she got hit with a .45 cal, bro.
My mother always said, if a lady, told my brother, so if a lady hits you, she must not be a lady. So you go ahead and beat that bitch.
Give her the Rick James
words
treatment.
From Mother Gray.
It's when you spit in your hand.
I would never hit a woman. Even if she hit me first, I still wouldn't hit a woman. And if I saw that guy on that train hit that woman, I'd probably fucking throw him up.
Would you headbutt a woman, though?
Headbutt a woman? Nah.
You curl into fetal position, wait for the cops to show up or someone to pull her off you.
Man, I would block every one of her shots. She would catch me with that first one in the back of the head, and then she wouldn't touch me.
And then you grab her by both shoulders and be like, calm yourself, Susan, calm yourself.
Nah, you can't touch a girl like that, man. Like,
I would
not even give her
I never hit a girl, but I could see myself maybe grabbing her by the back of the hair and throwing her out of like the ring like a Royal Rumble. Just like throwing her out.
I think over the top rope. Out of the moving train car. I'm like, holy
shit. Not the moving train car, but like maybe out of the seat
section. No ticket.
Right. Maybe not out of the train car, but out of the seat section where like I pick her up and then I throw over to the next seat, right? Yeah. maybe
I don't know.
Do
it just
some,
makes
like,
me like a little bit uncomfortable thinking of like a guy hitting a girl in any situation. Like I don't even think self defense calls for.
I feel bad fighting Chun Li in Street Fighter. I know.
Did you ever play Double Dragon? What was the bitch with the perms, the whips? You hit them?
Did you know that they actually Nintendo says in the guidebook to the game
it's a tranny.
That it's a tranny.
So it's okay.
Not a woman.
Beat trannies, not women.
Hold on.
Yeah. Hate crimes are
from
okay.
From Nintendo.
The rule for trannies is you got to hit them at half strength.
What?
Yeah, because it's only
you
half.
You
got
to hit them with a limp wrist.
So it's a huge advantage to be a tranny in a fight.
Yeah.
Because you're a dude and you can hit at full strength, but then only other people can hit you at half strength.
Trannies have full man strength.
Yeah, full man strength.
Yeah.
Some. Mm-hmm. I think it's more transsexual. What's
when you're transitioning and you're on the estrogen.
If you're just a cross dresser, yeah. If you're going through the hormones.
A tranny's a cross dresser, am I wrong?
No, unless you're going for the full.
Well, we're talking like pre-op, I'm guessing.
Are we?
Pre-op.
I was talking post-op.
Okay. Oh, we're talking pre-op. No,
that's not a tranny anymore.
At least post-op, they're on estrogen.
Yeah. Well, you got it on pre-op. You're on estrogen too. You take a pill for the boobs and stuff.
But I think
then you lose the
nuts. Pre-op.
All your aggression's gone.
You're still in the application process.
What? Bitches twice more bitches than men.
No, I'm talking your punching aggression.
You ever see these girls going to McDonald's trying to fight the bitches from the window? Like,
oh, geez.
Oh yeah, you do.
Oh, remember when we did that story about the dude grabbing the McDonald's tit, yeah. And then Pete dropped the N bomb. He said 20 piece nigga.
Oh, yeah. Some people hear what they need to hear.
No, when I said silent.
When I said cuckoo clock last week,
cuckoo clucks,
it turned into a 20 minute discussion about racist Siri.
Cuckoo clucks.
There was a deafening.
I was there for that.
There was a deafening silence after 20 piece
They're
nigga.
Not for blacks.
Yeah.
I gotta stop drinking before the show.
Silly nigger, these are for you.
They're only white bits. It's like
he definitely dropped the soft end 100%. Everyone here heard it.
Except for it's white poofs and red crosses because they're on fire.
I'm sorry, the Ku Klux cereal would not have a soft A. So if he uses a soft A, is
can you just
racist?
Imagine? It would still be the rabbit, except for his ears wouldn't be separate. He'd just be like, and then a big point, and then maybe a mask. It'd be the masked rabbit.
Yeah.
He looked like a character from The Purge.
Yes.
I see that.
So what's next?
Next story. I don't get this one either, Lou, but I'm guessing you have an idea about it. Madonna had a one Christmas decoration, which was a wreath that said, "Dat ass."
Why?
Look, Madonna is basically a grandmother that's trying to be relevant.
Yeah, you remember like years ago when she was part of the Super Bowl?
She probably... Yeah.
Her knees were knocking around like she was fucking about to collapse.
I'm going to tell you right now. Nobody wants to see an over-sexualized 60-year-old
Madonna
woman.
Madonna has the smell of the interior of a Model T.
Hey, Pete, why don't you speak for yourself there, bud?
You're into that?
I would bang Madonna.
Oh, well, we've already
for the story?
Known that Ken likes the older ladies.
For the all-around experience.
If a girl who looked just like Madonna, like, was a hooker, I'd believe it.
Yeah.
You know, like, the only thing I didn't know was her name was Madonna. And
is she trying to point out her own ass with that? Because it's not her own ass. Probably looks like Ric Flair's at this point.
Whose ass is she referring to?
Right. Her daughter's.
Gravity is her biggest enemy.
What's her daughter's name?
Lourdes.
Her ass.
It's supposed to be Lourdes. It's misspellings. Lourdes.
Her ass, without a doubt, looks like Ric Flair's tits.
Oh, yeah.
Are these larger cans?
Yeah, they're 16 ounces.
Okay. I thought it was going crazy.
Just think, like, it's gross, lady. Stop reminding us of your bare ass. You're disgusting.
She's
your flesh is the consistency of a dried up hot dog.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I'm a 32-year-old man, and never once in my life have I found her attractive. Yeah. She's always been the weird older lady.
Happy birthday, Pete. Your birthday was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. How old are you now?
Birthday, I just said 32.
30.
No.
Part it two.
No, he's 1,982 years younger than Jesus.
That's right.
Okay. You got a lot of catching up to do.
Enough hanging out with the old man.
He did a lot more by his age.
Yeah, 32. He's already crucified, I think, right? He's 32 or
33. I'm in my Jesus year right now.
He already wandered the desert. He was saving people, creating miracles.
You know who else was born on that day? Isaac Newton. And he
actually did some shit. Gravity.
Yo, actually.
Apples.
At this point in his life, Jesus was getting into some serious shit.
That's right.
He was
the hashish.
Fighting bank tellers.
He was getting into the police, the fucking
Pharisees.
Romans. And
we should do like a picture for the Painted Black. Like, you know the Che Guevara picture? Just do, like, Jesus.
Like, don't fuck with your birthdays, all right?
My birthday, I forget who's born on my birthday. It might be Lennon or something like that, I think.
Dennis Rodman.
Like John Lennon?
John
Lennon. Okay.
No, no, the communist leader Lennon. I'm super psyched about
the supreme leader.
At 420, I know it's Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister has 420 as her birthday, too. Yeah.
My brother has 9/11.
That sucks.
Well, we know there was a big tragedy.
His 15th birthday sucked.
No.
Did he get good presents, though?
A lot of tears. There's nothing sadder than singing happy birthday on 9/11 to a 15-year-old kid while your mother's crying
Xbox.
Watching the news.
Oh, my God, the tragedy. Oh, Abe's Adventure. Abe's Odd World. Oh, thank you so much, Mom.
Okay. Abe's Odd World.
And there's the second tower going down.
I remember laughing about it. I was in, like, 10th grade. I was like, who would fly a plane into the World Trade Center? Like, how do you miss that thing? It's fucking huge. Cause I'm thinking, like, somebody, like, flew a plane into the World Trade Center, and then, like, they're like, yeah, it's terrorists. I'm like, oh.
Let's not go down this route.
Those are the
guys. Talking about our 9/11 memories.
Well, I was just giving you mine.
My birthday is the day after.
You're not 9/11?
I share a birthday with Louis C.K. What do you think about that?
Well, he's bald. That's cool.
Your birthday
he's a funny guy.
That's what you take away from Louis C.K.
The day after 9/11?
I'm just saying. Yes. I'll say he's funny.
Guy. Yeah, bald ginger. I know.
No, well, I like Louis C.K. He's funny.
Yeah.
That might be worse than being born on 9/11.
What? Sharing a birthday with him? He's a funny dude.
No, the day after 9/11.
He could be the funniest dude, maybe.
Well, sharing a birthday with him is fine.
Right? Dick riding.
Yeah, but what Ken's saying is the day after 9/11 is no better than 9/11.
No.
8 years ago.
Nowadays.
Now it's fine.
Nowadays, like, people spend the one day and then...
Well, I kind of hope to be gunned down by Mark David Chapman as well, you know? I love New York t-shirt.
You still haven't written your Imagine, man.
I would like to go out in a blaze of glory as well.
I did. Didn't you just do it?
That's your Imagine.
Yeah.
Jillian, what's your birthday?
It's October 28th, which is a few days before Halloween, which means every freaking birthday, every time I have to have like a, want to do a classy evening with my friends, I hear, I want to wear my costume. I want to be, oh God.
That sounds like sound like?
That's how I hear them in my head when they say that kind of
stupid
shit.
Sounds like you can't have a classy evening with those high-pitched bitches.
Yeah, why are you hanging out with these?
No, this is in my 20s.
Brand dressers.
This is in my 20s. This is how I heard that line. So my response was, how about your costume be that you're a classy lady, all right? Put on a nice cocktail dress. We're having some champagne at a lounge.
Well, you actually share a birthday with some good people.
Oh, what's my birthday shared with?
Matt Smith.
Don't know.
Doctor Who.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
Johnny Cash.
And Julia Roberts.
Ah, you
Pretty
know that.
Woman.
Yeah, yes. The ladies love that fucking
I do love her, but she suffers from, and with this all due respect, Miss Roberts.
Resting bitch face?
No, horse face.
No,
horse face.
Cate Blanchett has resting bitch face. Cate
Blanchett
looks like
has resting bitch face.
Like, yeah. You probably go up to Cate Blanchett and you'd ask her, like, hey, how you doing? She'd probably like,
yeah. You know, resting bitch face is nothing to laugh at. I found recently that I suffer from it. Patrick, our good friend Patrick, pointed that to me once. I was just gazing into space. He's like, Jillian, what's wrong? I'm like,
Patrick Durkin?
Yeah. He's like, well, smile, damn it. Because apparently I suffer from resting bitch face. I was just miles away.
I was waiting for some sort of segue to the next story, but nothing came up. So
what's the next story?
Jump into it.
Do it.
I like to do one from China now and then.
Lou?
Yeah.
Lou?
Wait.
Hang on.
Please be the one I like.
Chinese news. News.
Is that?
Oh, jeez.
This is Think Like a Chink, right?
No, it's not. Well, listen, man. I hate that. I hate it so much.
Hit what?
His segment name. It's awful.
That's an actual thing he keeps saying?
I'm kind of insulted. I have no Asian blood. I'm like, damn.
Here we are, a painted black doing the Asian persuasion with Pete Berg. Let's go.
Yeah. That's a much more PC.
Asian invasion.
What does the Supreme Leader say this
Here's
week?
Here's Pete Berg with, he killed my master.
Now will you die.
Berg with the first story from Me Love You Long Time.
Oh,
all right, let's go.
Anyway, it's in Beijing. There's a man named Tang.
Yep.
Of he's course.
This is the end of his story.
Did wait, he wait. Make that drink?
Pootie Tang.
Because no, if he did, that's my favorite guy ever.
That's astronaut drinks, man.
I yeah, swear but... to God, this sounds like the opening to a limerick or a joke, so this better have a great punchline.
It's delicious.
He was busted for his theft when he had so many of the item he was craving.
I heard that his that master ceiling... got killed for practicing the tiger crane.
Mm-hmm. Way to step on it.
Yeah, Brian.
I'm building something. The tiger crane.
Sharp claws. Skinny legs.
Your tiger crane is no wings. Match for my mantis dragon.
Oh no!
If you had to put dragon. Together two animals, what would your karate be, man? Like, I'm gonna say it.
Mine would be the bear monkey.
Bear monkey.
That's a big agile bear.
Agile bear that can climb trees even better than bears can climb trees. And it throws poop.
I got one.
But hard.
Yeah.
Okay, what's yours, Brian?
I have one yet. I was okay. I got a bear monkey over here.
Okay, your bear monkey technique is no match for my koala unicorn technique. Slightly more advanced.
A lot of headbutts.
A lot of adorableness.
Hugs. A lot of cute.
Hates desperate housewives.
Basically, he hugs you and slowly puts his horn right into your head.
Exactly.
Like, right through the eye. Slow kill.
Exactly.
Mesmerizes you with his big doll-like eyes.
I can also shoot rainbows out my ass. It's poisonous gas.
I'm thinking the puma because it's ethnically, you know, relevant, and the mongoose. Because who wants to fuck
puma
the mongoose?
Puma.
Are you on all fours?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Jump around. You can't fuck with a mongoose.
No, you can't.
They definitely beat snake style every day.
Yeah, yeah. All day.
Pete, anything? Two animals together?
The Tyrannomantis. It's a bunch of miniature tyrannosaurs.
Well, really, the Tyrannomantis is just a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's still got the little gay arms.
Yeah.
No, picture a T-Rex with big, threatening arms.
No, well, I thought Pete was going to say something like the beaver moose. I don't know why.
The beaver with a moose knuckle. Yeah. Boy.
The moose would overpower any other style.
I got the Octoroo.
Mine is
Octoroo.
The squid eagle.
No, the roo. Octoroo.
A lot of jumping and many arm movements.
It's a hopping octopus that it's like you hop and then you just like eight arms.
The arms are so fast. It's like eight arms at once. Freaking move.
Yeah, it's like a hopping smothering attack.
Yeah.
Gives that 100-hand slap.
And he has poison. He's got poison ink in his mouth that he spits in your ass.
The cheapest fighter ever.
Yeah, I love it.
The Octoroo.
Oh, you can't.
So what were you trying to build up?
I forgot.
This guy made Tang. The orange drink.
For no, he stole some
man
stuff.
Man named Tang liked to steal one particular thing. Wang. So much so that it collapsed the attic of the apartment building that he owned and caused some damage. I'll give you all one guess. What was he stealing?
Wood?
I know it.
Think lighter.
Women's panties.
Of course it is.
Aww.
Right off the bat.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's a lot of panties.
I haven't been on Reddit in a while.
Wait, he collapsed the panties?
He collapsed the housing of his apartment complex when he stored too many panties.
I'm going to ask a question, and I know I really don't want to know the answer, but I got to ask. Yeah. Used or unused?
Does not specify.
Thank must be. God.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say used because he's stealing from his apartment building.
Which is weird because
in
China, don't they have the...
Maybe he was hitting up some of those vending
Japan.
Machines.
The Oh, it's Japan that has the vending machines for... Yeah.
He used his master key for the apartments in the complex to sneak in and steal the underwear when residents were not there.
That's fucked up.
That's the official explanation.
Damn.
That's a creepy guy.
That's a super creepy guy.
It's like super creepy continent.
Screw you, Tang.
What, the women didn't, like... know that they were losing tons of underwear.
Where my underwear keep going?
I'm going to say this. Most women have, and if you're well off and you're not poor, you have a lot of underwear. And you do occasionally, like, where'd that one pair go? It's probably in that laundry basket, maybe in your gym bag, maybe deep in the corner of your underwear drawer. Or in this guy's apartment, apparently.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Fair enough.
This is also why we don't throw out our underwear, like, at all. Like, we'll burn it before we throw it out.
That's where your underwear went, Joe, to that guy's apartment.
He got it to our house!
Yeah, somehow.
All right, ready for the final story?
Let's go. Panty snatcher.
We have an epic Christmas booze story.
Wait, hold on. Is this about Brian?
What, he passed out real early?
No, he made it to midnight. That's respectable for him.
He fucking walked around, walked outside with no shirt on in the freezing cold.
This guy at the time of his
yelled life, something though. Inaudible and then was asleep on the couch with a broken, with a broken tooth.
Bit out, bit out, bit out.
It wasn't a broken tooth. It was a cracked tooth.
It was like a...
We're going at those chicken wings a little too hard.
I was eating them like they're boneless.
That might have been it, actually.
Probably.
You solved the case.
It was all Italian food and latkes. It was all fucking mushy shit.
Elementary, except my dear,
for
Jillian.
The potato.
Unless
the wings.
I bit into like a piece of sandwich that was just rock solid.
Look, I've seen you eat when you're drunk. Mm-hmm. It's like watch your fingers turn. So like, it's no surprise you probably chomped the bone or something on a chicken.
Yeah,
wing.
It was pretty rough, man.
He had like a beer fest moment though, because he came out and he was like, beepity boppity boopity
boo. I knew what I was doing the whole time.
In his mind, though, he was a smooth talking dancer.
In front of your mother.
You want to slap a pickle?
Mother, your mother. Your mother.
Slap a pickle.
Oh, pause. His mother was there.
By the way, I think we should watch that.
There comes a point where I was almost disappointed. I was like, he got done early. So I was looking forward to hanging out with my friend tonight.
Now he's
this fucking maniac.
Not really,
it's
that one year.
Realistically, the thing that's ruined a lot of people is Fireball, man. I blame everything on Fireball. I feel that it's like the killer. It tastes like dentine gum. Everyone wants a shot, and yeah. You just die. Early.
It ruined
I
a lot of people.
Fireball.
AKA, it took Brian out that night.
Yeah.
Shot to Fireball.
Here's a simple word of like, nah.
No, thanks.
Oh, surprise guest.
Surprise guest.
What's up, my friend?
Hey, everybody.
You want to come in?
Get on the mic for a sec. Lippy, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Hello, people.
How's it going, dude?
It's going good.
I think the racism just shot like 20%.
Yeah, Lippy's back.
I wish we had a doorbell for these moments so like everyone could hear like the doom boom. All right.
Is there a racism gauge?
Oh, yeah.
Being so Jewish,
you need
man.
One.
You, who are you here with? Like, just yourself?
Yeah, me, myself, and I.
My nice. I like
my racism.
Random popping.
Yo, I'm sorry. I hate Rain. To say it. I did have a racist moment the other day where I was
get on that mic, sir.
Sorry, where I was driving and like this dude, not like he cut me off, but he cut me off, and he's driving a Cadillac, and fucking, I drive by and I just like look at him, and I was just like, this nigga here, like, you know, not trying to be like that's racist not... about it, but it like it was just like the first thing that thought like. Nigga,
that's
like,
not as I was racist. Like, that's
what everyone thinks.
That's just a bunch of Fast and Furious.
You, I forget what comedian said it. Like you just start saying it in real life, like you're trying to buckle your seatbelt and you can't get it buckled, and he's like, "Nigga, like buckle up."
Ours was at the mall. We went to tell Laura racist story in the mall in the parking lot.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry.
Every Asian
just
person,
like, 6 M-bombs.
Every Asian person today decided to sit in the parking lot with their hazards on as a war for all the Jews that went to the Chinese restaurant the day before. It's like, you slow up our Christmas, we slow up your day after Christmas.
It's like every fucking Chinese restaurant in Huntington let up and they all parked in the fucking mall. They were just like parked in the lane. Every guy you passed was Chinese, looking down, not even looking, not responding to horns being beeped at him. That's called not giving a fuck.
Yeah. Why you no order my shitty food?
Well, Lippy,
no egg roll.
Since you're here, I don't know if you're planning on hanging around, but you want to do this last news story with us?
I'm chilling.
I figure... y'all get a kick out of this one. We got a Christmas bender. This is better.
Bender!
This is actually better than
I'm
you
back,
ever
baby.
Done. This tops you, bro. Because this guy, he's a 48-year-old dad. He went out for a few pints. He's from England.
Using the metric system.
Woke up.
Yeah, I went out for a few pints.
Woke up.
Mm-hmm.
France.
Oh, it's funny how it
that's
happens.
Not that far away.
With no passport.
It's a subway ride.
Did he make up a passport?
Well, no, you could drive there. So,
did he have his pants
you
and
take
shoes?
A train there. It's very easy.
It's like me waking up in Canada. It's like a stretch, but, you know, I could do it.
Or Mexico.
Because who the fuck wants to break
Tijuana.
Into Canada?
But no, I like Canada, eh? They're pretty nice.
They're okay, but you don't want to stay there for good.
I know many a good soldier wakes up in fucking... many a good Marine wakes up in Tijuana.
What does Robin
Tijuana.
Williams say about Canada? It's like a penthouse view
he says,
of a really great party.
Oh.
Tijuana.
So what's the end game here?
Here's the end game.
Okay.
Get rid of the Mexicans.
What is happening here?
His
was that
except Lou.
Was that what you meant to say?
No.
Yeah. Except that we're in France. We're in France, everyone.
No, but we're talking about Tijuana.
The Tijuana of France, which is...
Tijuana. France has nothing
Luke,
but fucking
Luke,
Saxony, Burgundy. Burgundy, France is the Tijuana of France.
Oh
So how do I apply for a job to be like a coyote or whatever those
guys are? A European coyote?
Like, I'll stuff people in my glove box.
Well, apparently all they did was hide this guy in their trunk when they drove through customs to get through the various countries. Let's see. He eventually was busted in France. He was going to keep going. When they sent him to the consulate, he had to fork over 99 pounds. I don't know what that is in English money.
It's about, American money is about $200.
It's like $1.50 a pound.
No, I think
it's like $200 last year.
But he had to get a new temporary passport.
It's a lot of weed.
And it made it more complicated that he was born in Germany, not just England.
They thought he was invading again.
This guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Nazis!
I feel bad.
If you're not invading, you're in big trouble.
Ah, so my good.
If you are, we surrender.
And.
Raise the white flag!
Save the grapes! Save the vines.
Guess how many kids this dude has?
12.
Nine!
None.
Nine is a good
answer. Nine?
12.
Yeah, that's the final answer.
Six, but I thought that was an impressive number.
We all knew it was divisible by three. We all knew
it. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a hell of a bar call.
No, I've gone on a bender or two where I completely fuck up the next day. Can't move. This guy fucked up like 2 weeks of his life.
I'm in France.
What was he drinking?
Fireball!
Blockhouse! Fireball!
Goldschlager. Goldschlager is the closest.
Wait, Brian. Jaeger.
It just says a pint.
Jaeger. One pint? What a pussy.
It was a pint of something.
Drank a pint for 2 weeks of my life.
He had a few pints, probably.
A few pints.
By a few, he meant like he did a pint per child.
Like,
and
you know,
shots.
Midget size fulls.
Do they have drugs in England?
Thimbles.
They do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ask if they have drugs.
In England.
Yeah,
they have drugs. Hash.
Yeah.
Ecstasy.
They don't seem like a drug society.
Molly.
They seem like just like a pint.
Of course they got drugs.
Crack. Molly. They're really big at Ministry of Sound. They really love those. Woohoo. Kind of drugs. Woo.
The French like
that.
Woo. Owl type.
Like the
drugs.
Dr. Seuss people over there.
Sorry. That's why I imagine me tripping would be like, woo.
Jillian, how many licks?
One, two, three.
Let's see.
Jillian would be sitting on a tree branch in the middle of the night.
Woo.
Running and grabbing voles.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do drugs, kids. I would turn to an owl.
I recommend
Jillian
drugs.
Jillian the owl is
pretty
funny, though.
I've never had a bad time on
just
a drug.
Just you in a tree.
I've always worked for me.
Giving kids advice on life.
I've had a lot of drugs, too. But
alcohol.
Is that a Tootsie Pop?
I gotta say, I've dumped a lot of money on alcohol. Drugs, never. It was always good times.
All right.
That's because people blaze you up.
Well, yeah, because I give them their drinks.
It's an exchange.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely an equal exchange. Actually, I think you benefit more.
No, I benefit less. It's probably way cheaper to do, like, just like get a little bit of weed and chill.
You should just get a dump sack and call it a day.
Fuck alcohol. Like new Brian. It's going to be like stupid stone Brian. What's next?
All right. That's it for news stories. So what do you guys want to do for the mid show? You want to do a hashtagging or?
Yeah, let's do hashtagging.
Hashtag.
No.
A little lippy, I don't know if you want to play. You just came in really late.
We can give him like the headline and describe the story briefly. Could you have to sum it up for all of us anyway?
You want to jump in?
I mean, I'm standing here.
All right. So here's the stories we'll recap in hashtag. Anti-gay pastor named Gaylard.
Fag.
Arrested for soliciting male sex.
You hit the nail on the head.
Shit.
Man wakes up from coma, horrified to learn he's not Matthew McConaughey.
Fag.
Madonna's only Christmas decoration was a wreath that says dad ass.
Lesbo?
Dad ass.
Ceiling collapses after Chinese panty thief overloads it. And dad wakes up in France after Christmas drinking. Start with anti-gay pastor named Gaylard. Arrested.
Hashtag meet the fucker. I'm going to go back to the one I said before and be like, get in my butthole, Gaylard.
I'm going to go back to mine I said before. Hashtag I have sinned against you.
Fellas in the corner.
Hashtag check under my robe.
Zip flop.
I'm going to say hashtag it's not a sin.
Hashtag fag.
I'm going to deduct a point from Lippy, who doesn't have a point, so now you're a negative one.
Need no points.
That's gratuitous. Now, between Ken's, which was actually kind of progressive, and Brian's, which was just a parody of
Austin Powers. I'm going to give it to Brian because it did make me chuckle. Mm. Next one. Man wakes up from coma, horrified to learn he's not Matthew McConaughey.
Hashtag. Oh,
sorry. You got one?
Yeah, I got it.
Go ahead.
Hashtag. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
I was going to say hashtag he's all right, all right.
I'm two sides of the same coin.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing. I said it before
we're entering together.
The show, but hashtag all right, all right.
Yeah. I'm going to say hashtag I still love them redheads.
Hashtag everybody's older and I am too.
I kind of like what Lippy was going for on that.
What? You know.
What the fuck was Lippy?
I get older, they stay the same age. All right, all right. What you guys been... All right, all right, all right, all right.
He fucked it up royally, but it was there. The seed was there.
Yeah.
So I'm planted it with
Lippy likes to plant a seed every once in a while.
I'm going to give him the point because I liked where he was going with it.
I'm at a zero.
You're at a zero.
Yeah.
Checks and bounces.
Hold on, I'm going to mark that down. Madonna's only Christmas decoration is a wreath that says dead ass.
Yeah.
Oh, hashtag stop trying, bitch.
That is good.
Everyone just stop. I think we have a winner.
That is exactly what needs to be said.
Hashtag weren't you Jewish?
And British? That's
a good one, too. Oh, these are good.
Man, I don't know. I'm going to say hashtag woo! Because she got that Ric Flair ass. All right. You got the dumpy ass.
I got nothing bad to say about it because I'd still hit that.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I'm giving half points to Brian and Lippy for that one.
She's so white.
They split that point.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag spare tire pussy.
Hashtag not like a virgin.
Yeah. A little hashtag late after I've doled out the points.
Oh, it's hashtag fine. That wasn't a real entry. That wasn't going to win. I didn't want that to win.
Hashtag never been a virgin.
Hashtag what STD don't I have?
Hashtag Dennis Rodman railed me.
Ew. Hashtag AIDS.
Hashtag that doesn't make me a bad person.
Hashtag Gam Gam's a slut.
She's like great Gam Gam.
Hashtag ick.
Gam Gam's getting on her knobby knees again.
Lou, you might have figured something out, bro. She might have been Gam Gam. That's why Gam Gam had fucking 5K in her drawer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Madonna.
I used to be Madonna.
Oh, wow. Next. I wore cone boobs.
Let me tell you about Sean Penn's penis.
Then I'll tell you about Dennis Rodman's dick in a wedding dress.
It was big and black.
Let me tell you about the time I banged A-Rod.
I was 73.
He was a strapping 28. It was glorious.
He looked like a very nice mulatto boy.
It was like a steel rod being dragged through the desert.
I gave him a Werther's Originals afterwards.
You think when the wind blows through her crotch, it sounds like...
Yeah. Somebody shut the window!
Gross. Alright, what's next here?
Did we even dole out a point for that one?
I don't know.
Oh, I gave it. I split the point on that.
We all contributed. All right. The very end was a beautiful symphony of hashtags.
Let's take a look at my sex book. Dad wakes up in France after ultimate Christmas drinking session.
Hashtag Eurotrip.
Hashtag dude, where's my car?
Hashtag raise the white flag.
Damn.
Hashtag storm the gates.
The French?
I thought he was German.
He was storming the gates.
He was born in Germany. Yeah.
Hashtag
in
surrender.
That dude's Mexican.
All right, Lou.
I don't know if I can beat storm the gates. Nah, I'm skipping.
I'm actually going by a room reaction on this one because I couldn't come down between Brian and Lippy's again. So I got to give it to Brian. He got the bigger laugh. Mm-hmm. So Brian wins the hashtag game.
Something about a horny skunk. That's my hat.
That's actually good.
Come
segue.
Away with me to the cat spa.
It's
okay,
actually
a good
segue because that's my first person we're buying presents for.
A horny skunk?
All right, quick question. Do we have any commercials or anything like that?
No, not this week.
Then let's take a quick break.
All right.
Yeah.
Pete has to pee.
And we're back.
Comfort balls.
Feeling better.
Because you're wearing comfort balls.
It's amazing how 5 seconds away from the mics brings up comfy balls.
No, we talked about it just before the break.
But we weren't on.
We weren't on?
We weren't on when we were talking about comfy balls.
Oh, I just went off on a comfy ball tangent.
No, so now everyone's just like, what the fuck are comfy balls?
Well, let me tell you something. I wish I had comfy balls right now.
Tell everyone why you like comfy balls.
Because they're on the horizon?
Because they're safe glue.
Because they make your balls comfortable, you moron.
So making that shirt for Comic-Con. Comfy balls.
I've actually
been in touch with the people from EternalCon this year, the Long Island Comic-Con in Garden City.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We will be attending.
Comfy
balls. Ratata. Oh.
Will they be providing us with comfy balls?
They don't know what those are.
They should. We'll inform them.
Sounds like a cereal.
Right. No, it's comfy balls.
It's an all right. You weren't there.
Even in milk,
those are crunchy balls. Yeah. You missed it, but there is a line of underwear from Sweden called Comfy Balls that nestles and cools your
caresses.
Sack.
Yeah.
Yes, it makes your balls comfortable, essentially.
All right, so what are we up to next, man?
Let's jump into some stupid people.
Oh, we're doing that next. All right, I like it.
Stupid people.
See that?
God, I love David Tell.
Trying to be like that black guy on fucking Police Academy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do a bunch of dumb noises like
Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
The Michael Winslow, the painted black.
I only have two sounds. So
those are the bleeps, the peeps, the peeps. Really.
What are your sounds?
The what?
The beeps. Bloop, bloop.
I overstated when I said I had two sounds.
I was going to say, what sounds do you make?
He's working on two sounds, is what he means.
They're in production.
You do old-timey voice.
Yeah, that's true.
And you do Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And occasionally Ray Romano.
Oh, my God.
Well, you do really good.
That was Chewy.
Well, no, he also does a really good. Oh.
That's going to be him on the new one. They're really making him more human.
But Julian's right. You also have old-timey, like...
All right.
That would be your noise in our speaker box group.
If I had a mic at home, I would have made, like, 30 theme songs by now, all just using my mouth, like Biz Markie.
Yes.
Make the music
with
your mouth.
Oh, baby, you... Biz. You got what I need. But you say he doesn't...
Don't do...
I think that's...
Oh, baby, you...
Why would you stop when he started jumping in?
Yeah, why? Why would you stop?
And then one of you guys would have to jump in.
Wait, Brian,
piano.
Brian.
That's
Brian,
how this works.
Do it as Randy Newman.
You make a piano noise. Like.
Do it as Randy Newman. Come on.
Randy Newman. Why is he always got to be brought up into these things?
Because it's your impression.
Do it.
Your thing was going kind of Randy Newman.
Baby, you. All right, let's go. What I need. You don't go full retard.
Let's keep going.
He gets more mush mouth.
Do you practice that? Yeah.
No, it's just what he does.
All right.
I've
so
seen skies of blue.
Louis Armstrong.
We learned about Lippy today.
I love that.
That way.
All right, next.
All right. We didn't even get the one yet.
What the hell are we talking about?
Stupid people.
Randy Newman.
A man in Wisconsin. This is a running theme now going on in the show. Mm-hmm. He's arrested for horse fucking.
Yeah.
My little ponies.
That's a dangerous sport, though, bro. You're getting kicked by that thing, it's ending you.
What makes this all the worse, though, is his chosen outfit.
Wait. Are you sure he wasn't just fucking Julie Roberts?
Spider-Man.
We talked about this.
Rainbow wig and
wings. This isn't Julia Roberts' dad. He was reportedly wearing a face mask, black jacket, blue wind pants with holes cut in the groin and buttocks areas.
Whoa!
And he later admitted to blowing that horse.
He blew the horse. Because he's trying to prep it for his bottom area?
He had to fluff it up for his, but then he realized it was
he had to put on a little show.
That horse is too pump chump.
Like, that's the only reason to cut out the ass is he was planning to get pumped by the horse.
That horse could kill him.
Right. Pump is skewered by the horse.
Are you trying to commit suicide by horse dung?
He's a very giving lover. Yay. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. He was about to get put on the spit.
Rotisserie.
All right.
How much of that horse's fucking dung do you think he got in his mouth?
I bet you the whole thing. I was
thinking that for like 20 seconds.
Horses have humongous dicks.
I bet you it was the whole thing, man. He was a trooper, that guy.
That's awful.
Someone has no gag reflex.
It tastes like
and a very deep, deep throat.
I'm telling you, man, I would not do well in prison. My gag reflex, I could barely brush my tongue without
if that guy could blow a horse, why doesn't he have a
I've seen Louis.
They could just rape you. They don't have to fucking have you blow them.
I'd be fucking like throwing up everywhere.
If yeah, then they would just rape you, dude.
I've seen Lou vomit
after
eating
the
a
second
dum-dum.
Time you threw up on their cock, they would just rape you.
They'd be like, this guy...
Unless he shit on their dicks.
Don't rape this guy. He will just vomit everywhere. You can't get that stink
that's mouth
out.
Rape.
That's a pretty bad form of rape.
Not if you started puking when they were butt raping him.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the convict got all prissy. At first, he's like, yeah, I'll make you suck this dick. And you're like, bleh. And he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
it's
God.
All over me.
It's everywhere. Oh, it's no. On my favorite socks.
It was gross, gross, so gross.
Warden! Warden!
So, I mean, that's my plan, essentially. Like, make sure they know I will vomit everywhere. And then possibly becoming the prison tattoo artist. That,
no, you're gonna get,
gross
you're gonna get lit up with the fucking.
You're gonna get stabbed in a shower.
No, they're gonna turn him over and light him up, man. You gotta fight for your life. You gotta make them like seriously hurt you. So they're like, oh, he's bleeding a lot. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, obviously, join the Latin Kings.
As Stinky Lou, it's not gonna work.
Stinky Lou.
That's a perfect Latin King's name.
Oh,
yo,
wow.
You don't
thanks,
want to mess
Pete.
With him, man. Stinky Lou.
Stinky Lou, he'll puke on your dick.
That's like, a rave review.
They're like, hold on. Stinky Lou, hit me with the jazzy old-timey music.
I mean, we got Crazy Carlos over
like,
here. He's crazy.
Yeah, with the bottom line.
Like, you can't kill me because I'm the one delivering all our news.
Wait, we can't have a prison
fight. Yo, he's a snitch.
We can't have a prison fight. We need old-timey Lou with the fucking hi-hat. Music.
This just in.
Right, it's Breakout in Subblock D. Oh no, it's a Yowzers.
White supremacist, knife my cousin. More after the break.
Lou's not throwing down at all. He's just doing fucking sound effects on the side. That's what the Latin King's got him doing.
Snitches. Stitches get stitches. Because they cry like bitches. Next, step 5.
What's up?
Prison riot with old timey fisticuffs. I'm having at you, sir.
Then you get stabbed 13 times in the gut. I think we just created a new Adult Swim show.
He's like the bugle player in the fucking in the old time wars.
Stinky Lou and his adventures in prison.
Stinky Lou.
They call him Shallow Throat Lou.
So, oh, God.
Nah.
I'm okay being that.
Shallow throat.
That is slightly better than Stinky Lou.
Do you think that would also be your jazz name? Shallow throat.
So many dicks in
the
show.
Like, listen, don't rape this guy. He will puke on your in your dick or shit on it.
That's a bad thing to be known for.
But your ear is okay.
Yes. But he's got jazz hands.
So that's
not good. Like
that's not going to advertise after you said don't fucking have me blow you or fuck you anally. Like I got jazz hands.
Yeah, that means another.
You're jacking dudes off left and right.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
Do
slightly,
this.
Slightly better than taking it up the butt.
They're like, you're having a bad,
takes a lot longer.
You having a bad day today, son? Go see the guy ever. With jazz hands.
His biceps will be jacked though.
Nah, I'll be known for the guy that just like does not do it well. I'll be like the snail on.
You would be like
it's always sunny.
The chicken on the skewer, I feel like.
You're not really doing it. You're just kind of mashing it around down there.
You're saying that he's going to be passed around.
Well, I'm definitely saying there's going to be some stick-through-meat action.
He's going to earn that nickname, Sweet Lou.
Sweet, sweet Lou. All
right, so forget Lou getting raped in prison. What's going on?
I like you. I want you.
Oh, horse fucker.
I like you, and I want you.
Wait, we're talking about a horse fucker.
Oh, yeah.
I like you, and I want you.
Just to wrap it up.
The ass cut out of his pants so he can get porked.
Here's the official statement from the article.
Porked by a horse.
He told deputies he was arrested that, after he was arrested, that he went to the barn and performed oral sex on the horse and tried to arouse the horse with his hand, and he had viewed horse pornography before the incident.
Wait, this horse pornography?
Yes, there's horse pornography.
Gross.
And there's every kind of pornography. Yeah, we're discussing people.
My little pony.
They also
only
found,
I can sing it.
Also found blue and red glass pipe for marijuana
crack.
Smoking.
Marijuana.
No, that's crack.
Marijuana.
And a jar of petroleum jelly.
Oh, no. That's for the old...
Yeah, he got...
No, don't make that sound. Oh, stop it!
He gave the horse's knob a good petroleum jelly in.
He gave him the old fisticuff.
Right. Next stupid person.
Hey. hashtag.
I'm keeping it down.
Could you imagine being the arresting officer? You're like, ah, your breath smells like horse dick.
Arresting officer, I just put a bullet in him and the horse. Like walk away forever.
Stop. What am I checking off on this paperwork?
And that horse would thank you.
It was a training exercise.
Yeah. Kill me.
Oh, man.
Call the police.
Call the police.
All right, next story. Oklahoma middle school teacher is fired for shoving 11 children into her car.
I thought you
into her vagina. Snacks.
Into her, yeah.
Was she
into her vagina?
Was she Mexican?
Get in the car, we're going for snacks.
Everyone get in, we're going to the bodega.
No, this is a white lady.
Hi, white lady.
Hi, white lady.
You fucking white people.
Blonde lady.
Oh, white and blonde. Good Aryan.
Yeah, I knew you'd enjoy that. Shoved 11 children into a car on a mission to find snacks, including two in the trunk.
Whoa!
We need to get some cheese nips!
It's a Honda Accord. Isn't that a big car?
Well, she's white, so they're probably like Triscuits.
Triscuits and Slim Jims. Oh, it's
we're getting wheat thins.
Yeah. Also,
get some Melba toast.
No, no, also,
and some hummus for dipping.
No, no, she's white. Greek yogurt. She's a white lady. Greek yogurt and kale.
Chobani.
Cottage cheese.
Chobani and kale. Is there a chobani with kale
involved?
There's not ethnic.
There's not a black, Hispanic, like Chinese person who's ever consumed cottage cheese and grapefruit.
Yeah.
It's a white thing only. Mm-hmm. Only white people have been there.
I'm a very white guy.
Just
and
like
I've
the moon.
No, no.
Just like the moon, only white people have been
babe,
there.
Babe, you mean cottage cheese and melon?
No. Cottage cheese and grapefruit.
No, no,
grapefruit.
No. Ew.
Grapefruit's pretty bad.
That's a white people thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's
these
a white
guys
people
are
thing.
I hate it.
I've seen white people with the melon and they scoop it out and they put the cottage cheese in it.
First of all, cottage cheese is gross. Like, hey, would you like your cheese like runny and curdled? Lumpy? Like, disgusting.
I
no.
like cottage cheese and pineapple.
Do you want your
you're the problem.
Do you want the food consistency of throw up, huh? Anybody?
I bet you like eating sloppy pussies
vomit.
Too. Like,
yeah.
Just
I mean,
dirty,
I just like eating pussies.
Dirty, sloppy pussies.
Jesus. You know what ruined that?
Hawaiian pussies.
Before I
with
even
spam.
Ate it, like cottage cheese was ruined for me. Whenever you see someone with cellulite, and they call it,
cottage
cheese legs. The only thing I think of is their fucking leg fat in a cup. It's
all
the most
you gotta
disgusting
think
thing.
Of is like runny cheese lumps, and you're just like over cottage
my
cheese.
Lumps.
Yeah.
My lovely lady lumps.
Let's have Fergie sing a song about that.
My lovely
lady lumps.
Is that what she's talking about? Her fucking cottage cheese.
No,
she's
not.
Talking about her loopy cunt. Yeah.
Anyway,
yo, that's the herpes on the cunt.
Anyway, teacher with students in car, they just wanted to get some goldfish.
Ooh, that is delicious.
She got in trouble. She
gone goldfishing.
Her response, as she cried when she spoke to the school board,
was I love fishing because it's so delicious. And they let her off the hook.
Out of all those 11 guys, I'd hope to be the one in the trunk.
Really amazing how you slip in that old-timey voice without even noticing.
Pepperidge Farms has sent their attorneys to help defend the lady because their snacks are delicious. Yeah. It is criminal.
Do you remember when all your students passed their math test? Pepperidge Farm.
Hello, hey, Rebecca.
Oh, wow.
We still
what
have the show?
What happened?
The movie shut us down for a minute.
He dropped the bottle opener.
And you decided to shut down the network?
I didn't know your network was hooked up
decided
to
this close
one dinky
the
little light switch.
Keep your hand away from that switch.
One light switch could end us all.
Off, man. Can off. I say one thing?
Are you sure we're good? We're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Can I say one thing before we move on to the next topic is that Lippy can't drive for shit. Okay, next topic.
Well, you just have a little Asian in there.
I was actually in a bad car accident yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. Yeah.
No. But I didn't crash. I was the one that like caused it. This dude hit me from behind. No homo.
That's what I'm talking about.
He gave you a pop, pop, pop.
Total grandma car.
Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it to the house.
We're done with the.
He had
the
Mitsubishi crane style action.
That's right.
You know the girl.
Let's move on to the next story.
Sorry.
A man and his Mrs. Potato Head wife, and by man I mean guy who looks like.
What's this switch?
DJ here? Quails with a bad dye job. And by woman, I mean Honey Boo Boo's mom.
This dumpy bitch.
Damn, she's ugly.
Oh my God, this is like top 10 worst white trash photos I've
ever
seen. Imagine
those two fucking.
Oh,
cottage cheese.
That's
legs.
Definitely like it's Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Anyway, he was arrested for swiping $2,000 worth of neighbors' Christmas decorations.
Decorations? That's a lot of decoration.
$2,000 worth. They caught him because he just kind of left it out in the front yard.
So he ripped all the decorations down and threw in his front yard?
And thought it was funny. He's an 18-year-old guy.
I thought he looked
good. It is kind of fucking dick and funny.
They don't go into his wife's age because she looks like she's 120 by garbage years.
Trust me, she's 35.
Damn, garbage years.
She's 35, one of those people but white trash age.
Whose second chin and neck have just sort
beast.
Of come together.
Yeah, they
age really fucking quick in the dump.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I went to Walmart.
Garbage girl kids or teenagers like in a minute.
I went to Walmart the other day. There was this lady whose neck and chin were one. And she legit looked like a giant finger.
Was she in a motorized cart?
Was she where?
In a motorized cart.
No, but she was getting there. She did have like a giant.
Those are the people that just are just like.
A giant sparkly cat sweater.
Of course.
Cat sweaters.
Yeah. I'm
just going to roll my fat ass around and hope I don't lose battery power.
No, like, no, it's a great.
Again.
You're a motherfucker.
I'm not standing over there.
Step closer to Ken, thank
you. In 2 minutes, you managed to do that.
I knew he was going to do it again. I was going to say, the greatest horror show you can ever do is just go to your local Walmart, sit in the parking lot, and just watch.
This is why we use chairs.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep moving.
I got one more.
Yeah.
One more stupid person.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
A man was hospitalized in
Utah. I'm not
putting
that back because they're going to yell at me when I shut everything down.
I'll just hang on to it. Give me the fucking thing. Children.
Goddamn Jews.
Fucking Jews.
A man in Utah was hospitalized after his holiday party from drinking too much. Not a story, right?
He just like put his head in the Salt Lake and he's like.
It wasn't booze. He pounded eggnog. Non-alcoholic from the carton.
He was like releasing these protein farts that were just killer. It's like,
apparently this guy is self-described as being super competitive. So when the chance started for him to chug the nog.
Chug the nog. Chug the nog. Chug nog.
Sounds pretty gay. Keep going.
He downed an entire carton of eggnog to the point where he just kind of, by his own saying, opened his throat and just kind of poured it into his stomach. A lot of it ended up in his lungs.
He would do very well or very poorly in prison, like, depending on your perspective.
If I get a little bit of spit down the wrong pipe, I'm coughing for like days.
Because he said that kind of super douchey thing too. I've already decided if I'm going to do it, I'm going to win.
Ugh.
I'm going to do it to the fullest.
Hurrah!
So you win dumbass award.
Possible. Anything is possible.
Is what he said. After he chugged 3 gallons of nog.
And you know why he did it? To win a Ruth Chris gift card.
Because he wanted to go to Ruby Tooth's. Ruby Tooth's.
Ruby Tooth's is a nice class even now with Mrs. Ruby Tooth's.
My uncle gave me a Ruby Tuesday gift card, knowing full well that I hate Ruby Tuesday.
All one of them.
You know what?
How do you hate a restaurant like that much?
What about a Bennigan's? Is that
because it's too far to drive to for mediocre food?
We have been to TGI Fridays with you. Is TGI Fridays okay with you?
Yeah, but that's within, like, I could throw a rock at TGI Fridays.
But Ruby Tuesday's is just down 110, which is a few miles, you know, past the train station. It's just too fucking far.
It's too far. It's 20 minutes out of my way.
Right.
And who am I gonna go there with? You don't
like us?
No, it's not that.
I love Ruby Tuesdays!
I mean, I know you don't like him.
I don't know anything on their menu that are good.
A salad bar.
Yeah, a couple of olives. I don't need it.
No, it's full, but it's a roll of dice because it's a fucking salad bar.
Nothing's gonna ever keep Pete down.
Get some drinks.
No, I'll bring a date there and pay with that gift card for $20. That'll make an impression.
Oh, sure, man. You're definitely getting fucked that night.
Salad bar's diesel, bro. Yeah.
You can have anything you want out of the salad bar, baby.
You'll at least get a hand job for that.
No spit, that's just like handy dry worthy. Handy.
Like resentful handy.
With a white glove.
Oh, like, no, with a surgical mat.
She's like, this motherfucker didn't even take me to Applebee's like, hand
job. She sneers at you as she's doing it.
A real gem would take me to TGI Fridays.
Or at least an Applebee's.
God. Tapers!
Post next.
That's it for stupid people. So I believe we have the last installment of
Brian's the present game. Gift All right, let me just get some Christmas music going again.
Michael Bublé.
One last time.
Is this Christmas or is this New Year's?
No, next week's New Year's. We'll do the New Year's show next week.
Are we going to do a big New Year's thing?
Yes, we are.
Like we did last
New
year?
New Year's blowout!
Because we should.
I already told Lou to get some clips together.
I already commended Lou to do my
video. I already took care of it and delegated it.
It's all finished, Supreme Leader.
All right, so here we go.
Lou, how many have you done?
Of the new shit for next week?
Yeah.
Zero.
That's what I thought.
Because he's last minute Lou. All
right, guys.
You got a lot of nicknames.
All right, guys. It's a little bit after Christmas, but it's still kind of the Christmas feels one day. We're going to get presents for some people, and I just want you, what would you get these people for Christmas? And they could be real people, and they could be fake people. But our very first person, I'm also going to start with Lippy, because he's a big Looney Tunes fan. What would you get Mr. Pepe Le Pew this year for Christmas?
That's what I get.
A rip off that Zob. I like it. Ken?
You're really good at sound effects, Lip.
I'd probably get him, like, a stocking for his face, and maybe like a handful of GHB to date rape women. so he has an easier time catching the broads.
Lou, Pepe Le Pew.
Tranquilizer gun.
Right, give him the advantage, finally.
Fuck chasing him, just...
I've got you in my sights, mon chéri!
You can't say no when you're not awake.
Pete, what would you get Pepe?
I'd get him some white paint to make more cats into skunks and Bill Cosby's phone number.
I just want to put my penis in her jalapen.
Jillian, how do I do this?
A 25-minute maybe like session on how to date rape.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
Talk to the master.
Jillian, what would you get Pepe Le Pew this year for Christmas?
I was going to take date rape out of the equation. I was going to go get him the... Since we are in France, he is French. I go to the finest French brothel and find their house cats, paint a white stripe on it, and bought this for you one night. It's your own French prostitute.
He tried to rape so many cats.
Come away with her to the cat spa. She's already paid for it. It's not rape.
This year, I would like to get Pepe Le Pew some Polo Sport. That would probably take over the smell of skunk because he just probably smell like a Mexican, but you know.
He's French. He's French. Not Mexican, he's French.
Well, you need a strong smell to get rid of that.
They already smell like body odor.
Him date raping Speedy Gonzalez.
All right, Jillian, we're going to start with you this time. Hannibal Lecter, what are you going to get the man who has everything and nothing at the same time?
Oh. Obviously a fine bottle of Chianti. Chianti.
Not Chianti.
Some fava beans. And my worst enemy. My worst enemy. Go ahead. Kill him. Cook him. Whatever. Do whatever you want to him.
He just... Pete, what would you get Hannibal Lecter this year for Christmas?
Ah, fuck. She took the obvious answers. Fava beans and a nice Chianti.
It's downstairs.
The guy does have everything. His series is awesome. His movies are good. I'd forget the last two movies in the series. That's what I get him. Just rub out the memory of Hannibal Rising.
And Eraser.
And Red Dragon.
Lou, what would you get this man?
Cooking show on the Food Network.
Isn't that what Hannibal is on, like, the TV show?
Essentially. And let me tell you, even though it's human flesh...
I get hungry.
It looks good.
I came out of that second movie saying, God, I really want a hamburger. And everyone looked at me like I was a sick, sadistic bastard. I really want a hamburger.
Ken, what would you get Hannibal Lecter this year for Christmas?
I'd probably get him, like, a good bludgeon and probably a basket full of lotion.
That was Buffalo Bill. Yes. Good.
No, he still does the finer things.
Hannibal Lecter, he's on your Christmas list. What are you getting?
I'm going to give him Pepe Le Pew's number, and I think I'm going with that blowgun or dart gun, because I think they both need that advantage to knock people out.
Here's my
one thing. Needs bitches, one just needs food. You know, a big...
Pepe Le Pew butt rapes Hannibal Lecter, who's then eaten promptly by the form.
This year, I'm getting Hannibal Lecter some Nicolas Cage chiclet teeth, just to take him down a notch a little bit.
It's like muzzling a dog.
A little funnier.
You know, it's like, oh, look at those chiclet teeth. He's not gonna. He's not gonna do anything. It's not a huge deal.
He can't even chew fava beans.
Look at
Be a cute little cannibal. All
right, Lippy, this year we're getting presents for a lot of people. There's one special person, at least in New Yorkers' minds. Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. What are you getting Stay Puff this year for Christmas?
Those wooden sticks so that I can make s'mores.
You're going to skewer the motherfucker.
If he could, he'd look very unhappy right now. For those of you who can't see us, I have bumps. Happy
But
Stay
he looks
Puff
tasty all the time.
Ken, what are you getting Mr. Stay Puff Marshmallow Man?
See, I was going to go with some chocolate and a graham cracker. And maybe a nice campfire.
Some more what?
Lou, huh. This year, for Christmas, your special Christmas present is for Stay Puff. What do you get?
Probably getting an EMP. So they can't cross the streams.
Gozer can only do so much. Pete, you have one...
3 fucking times!
Pete, you have one gift to give this year for Christmas, and it's a Stay Puff marshmallow.
I think you need to put tape on that.
We never had a problem with tape on you.
Do you ever have people standing over you?
Yeah, we did.
I stood all last week.
Adults.
Pete, you have one gift this year for Christmas for a certain Stay Puff marshmallow man. What are you getting him for Christmas?
A hug. Mm-hmm. He was all smiles and sunshine before those mean old Ghostbusters shot him. He just needed a hug. He would transport me to the land of marshmallows.
Jillian, this year for Christmas, Secret Kingdom. There's a special person on your list, and his name is Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. What's his Christmas gift?
I'm getting a brand new little sailor suit because he's adorable and I think he needs a new one. I'm also going to get him the Pillsbury Doughboys number because I feel like they'd be best friends.
A brand new sailor suit?
I'm going to
get... His friend died in that suit.
That was his uniform.
My best friend died in that uniform.
This year for Christmas, I'm going to rename Broadway Stay Puff Marshmallow Way just because he was the biggest thing that ever walked down that street.
That had to have fed the homeless for like at least 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, but they were all morbidly obese afterwards.
A few of the homeless got burned pretty
real quick,
bad.
Does marshmallow go bad?
Jane, this year, what are you getting Arnold Schwarzenegger for Christmas?
Not my number, not my vagina for once.
Good. Steroid free? All right, I get it.
What am I getting him? A free 6 months. I'll pay for it for maid services because I know he really likes maids.
Fuck, true.
Damn it.
Pete, one gift this year for Arnold. What are you getting him?
Shit. That was my different maid service.
Different maid. One that doesn't talk and that believes in abortions.
One that understands secrecy.
Discretion.
Keep a fucking owl shot.
Ice ray. I don't know.
An ice ray. Lou.
He was real happy with that thing.
Lou, what are you getting?
He's iced to me too.
Freezing head, bird boy.
Man, what do I give him? I don't know. Kindergarten Cop 2.
A sequel. Kenny, what are you getting?
The Kindergarten is now 30.
I can help. Oh.
What are you getting, man?
This is so easy.
Go ahead.
I'm going to get him a trip back to 1994 when he fucking meant something to anybody.
All right, time.
Wait, can I help out? I like to make note that his son is dating Miley Cyrus.
That's gross. My son has so many herpes. Right,
Libby, what are you getting Arnold this year?
I'm gonna get him an army to lead because I think he needs tanks and all that shit. Like he just
his
needs
his own nation.
Well, yeah, just give him a continent and he will take it down.
Schwarzenegger land.
And for me this year, I'm getting Arnold a tumor because he's always done.
You're getting him a tumor?
Yeah, because it's never
it's
a tumor.
It's
never
a tumor. It's not a tumor.
For once, he should just be able to say, it is a tumor.
It is definitely a tumor.
So regarding this light switch real quick, is it going to sound like when everyone's listening, like, blah, 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 blah.
It's going to
shut
off.
And then, Libby!
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much, it's going to sound like utter quiet and then us screaming angrily.
My bad, people.
As the grown-up. Who can't keep his hands off a button.
This year, our favorite robot, Mr. Bender Rodriguez.
Bender Bending Rodriguez?
Liquor.
Booze.
Yeah, I'm going to get him a six-pack and a fat padrone.
And a stogie. I like it.
Maybe I'll get him some floozy bots.
Floozy
That's close
bots.
To what I had.
And,
the robots use condoms.
Well, they do have electric herpes, right? The noisy killer? Or
noisy killer. So, what are you getting him this year? Because Bender Rodriguez.
I guess I guess some floozy bots.
Floozy bots.
They
Peter.
Bend her over.
Again, his own theme park with gambling and hookers. In fact, forget the gambling.
Jillian, what are you getting him this year?
Well, I assume he's made out of steel, so I'm getting him upgrade and have him get new sides and everything in
steel. Platinum. He's 40% dolomite.
I'm getting him platinum.
Oh, you can't fuck
siding.
With Lou on this
platinum.
One.
I think Bender needs a jetpack, too.
Platinum.
I feel like every robot should have a jetpack.
I think he had one. No,
like
he had wings.
Those Pacific Rim robots.
I'm getting Bender the Cigar of the Month Club. I just, because, you know, I appreciate Bender.
I'm back, baby.
You want him to know
Julian,
the oh, go ahead.
What are we getting the man who's the price is right for? Drew Carey. What are we getting Drew Carey?
Drew Carey?
Boy.
He's alive?
I can't even be like a
what happened to Bob Barker? I gotta talk about why I want to get Bob Barker. All the Price is Right floozies he wants. All right,
I'm sorry. I'm changing it from Drew Carey to Bob Barker.
Yes. You motherfuckers have smoked this room out.
Bob Barker. All right.
Bob Barker. All the Price is
I'm
well,
not sorry.
All the Price
the
is Right.
Was smoking in here?
All the Price is Right floozies he wants that won't press charges. Or talk.
Who are we doing?
Bob Barker.
Changes.
I would get everyone to spay and neuter their pets.
Wow. He always loves it. Lou, wow. Bob Barker.
I'm going to get him the ability to veto picking $1 as your,
yes.
as your choice.
I bid $1. Can bullshit!
Maybe like a Ito. Brand new kitchenette set with a blender valued at $107.
What about the RV?
A Plinko machine.
I'm going to get him a rematch with Adam Sandler because I think he should have lost that shit.
Wow. That's not a gift.
But I would let him choose...
The price is wrong,
I would let
bitch.
Him, for Christmas, I would let him choose one man and one woman out of each district to fight each other in an arena.
You just replace the Donald Sutherland character.
With Bob Barker, I yes. like it.
There's Bob Barker reminding you to spay and neuter your district each.
I think Bob Barker wants the fountain of youth, because that motherfucker.
We lost a great comedian this year, but if she was still alive, what would you get Joan Rivers this year for Christmas? Libby.
Nothing, because I thought you were talking about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I cared for a second.
I cared for a second.
Ken, what would you get Joan Rivers?
Like, I get her a mask that irons your face out, and I don't know, maybe a bottle of vermouth or something.
Lou, what would you get her for Christmas?
Shit.
You would just get her shit?
I don't know. What is
proper
that?
Facial.
What is that old bitch need?
A better looking daughter.
How about life? She's fucking dead.
Maybe I'll give her a Louis C.K. so we can plug her again.
That happened on the show.
Yeah.
Alright, Peter.
Better doctor.
Whoa!
Better help. He would get her, not Obamacare.
Whatever doctor fucking rubbed her out, we don't need him anymore.
Jill?
First of all, turn that ethnic music down.
Shut up.
This one. Second of all, Hanukkah gift. She was Jewish.
Was she?
Yeah,
but
she's Jewish.
Superior holiday is Christmas.
I'll get her a dollar.
Well, they condense 8 days of gifts into one.
I would get her.
Like Stefan's ring.
Aside from the Fountain of Youth, I'd have the Fountain of Youth lined with all the fur she'd ever worn, all the diamonds, because that woman was a genius and she is missed. Wishing you. Sorry, I loved her.
I thought she was funny.
I liked her too.
Yeah.
For Miss Joan Rivers this year, I would get her for Christmas. Just one last time on the red carpet to shit talk everybody.
Yes!
That's good.
That's a gift for the rest of us too, though.
Fuck you. Fuck. I thought I hit the button again.
We have another person walking in here. Justin. What do you want?
Hi, Lumberjack.
You want to come in? If you touch the light switch, I'll kill you.
Don't touch that. I hit it like...
Don't do it!
Don't do it!
I will throw this at you like a batarang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, this one?
Yes.
Yes, that one.
Are you going to be a fuck? What?
Where were we?
Did we just come back from something?
Yes.
It wasn't from Lippy hitting the light switch for once.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to start
three times
again. We're going to go back to Jillian. And Jillian Jolie, what are we getting her for Christmas?
What do you get? The woman who already stole Brad Pitt away from Jennifer Aniston, adopted most of the third world, and has her own beautiful children. Jesus. I don't know.
My dick.
No. Oh, I got my vagina, because I think she's into that. Yeah, we can get it on.
How many times are you going to present that shit up? It's like everyone's like, yeah, she got me a vagina, too.
Listen, it's like the little drummer boy. I have nothing else to give you except my vagina.
You're like, I think this bitch is re-gifted.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, pump, 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 pump. Alright, so, okay, you're getting her, your vagina.
No, wait,
it's been re-gifted like 20 times.
No, 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 wait. I take it back. I know what she really wants. For all the children of all the worlds on the continents to join hands and sing songs of peace and harmony and love. That's what she wants. I will get her that.
Pete, what are you getting her?
An Eskimo kid. I don't think she has one yet.
Oh, good call.
To complete the set, an Eskimo child. Lou?
I will wipe the Tomb Raider movies out of existence for her.
Oh, very nice, too. Yeah.
I don't think those are the most shameful versions.
Really?
Kenny, what are you getting Angelina?
I got about like 4 or 5 more black kids.
More black children. Starting teens.
See, she has one. You just repeat.
But they're getting old. But they're getting older. She needs little cute ones again.
No, but she needs to switch it
tough,
out.
She's having a tough time adopting more. I'm getting Flippy, 4 or 5 more.
What are we getting Angelina Jolie this year for Christmas?
Did anyone already say like another baby or something?
We
like
all
that?
Said.
We all said something like that. Yeah.
Thank you for focusing.
My bad.
Stop texting, goddammit.
Oh, you got anything?
No.
All right. I will get her an entire. I buy her the whole course. How to learn Voight Kata.
Voight Kata.
Yeah. Like, why don't you get
learn her blood oath? Like.
Yes.
You should get her a good script.
Lou, this year we only got 3 more. This year, where are we getting Carrie Fisher?
Who?
Who's that? Who?
Leia from...
You know who Carrie Fisher is? Princess Leia.
Oh, Carrie said Leia. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, of course.
It's the best time. Carrie Fisher, isn't it?
Yeah, Carrie, you said Fisher. Carrie Fisher. You said Carrie Fisher.
I think she should finally have her own lightsaber. She's old enough.
She's not a Jedi.
She's old enough.
I don't know.
You finally grew into it.
You was like, you used to look good. What happened to you?
Don't put on metal bikini.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You made Yoda's dick puke.
Much like Stinky Lou.
I would get her a super soaker filled with beer and salt water mixture to take out Jabba the Hutt.
Beer and salt water? Try him up! Try that slug up!
Maybe I'd make her a chubby chaser so she could enjoy that time with Jabba.
Yeah. Pete, what would you get Carrie Fisher?
I got nothing. They've all been taken. I don't know.
Jill, Carrie Fisher this year.
Same thing when we need in 10 years, sweetheart, a new liver.
I would get Carrie Fisher a boatload of drugs because you know what? She's been good for long enough. Like, get her some drugs.
I was going to say Amanda cocaine and then I thought better of it. That was apparently the correct answer.
But with my new liver, it's okay.
Jillian, 2 friends of the show and 2 friends to everyone here at Paint Black, what would you get Servo and Crow this year for Christmas?
Some decent movies to watch for a change.
Decent movies. All right, Pete.
That was mine. No movie time.
No movie time.
Just chill up there in a satellite of love.
Satellite of love. Just a little time in satellite of love.
Get rid of Gypsy.
Oh, boy. Did we already?
Gypsy sucked.
Lou, what are you getting Lou and Crow? Oh, sorry, Servo and Crow this year.
More Gamera movies.
Oh, I like that.
More Gamera movies.
Someone say Manos Hand of Fate.
Servo and Crow.
Another easy one. I'm gonna get him a couple big $300 bets so they can come out. And
big
the boys.
Bet bots.
Big
come out.
Bet bots.
Floozy bots.
Floozy bots.
Wait, Brian. We could all learn from Benny.
It actually reminds me though that Riff Track should totally be sponsoring us, considering I put 3 more people onto their website just yesterday alone.
And 3 is a big number.
We're fucking helping, right little by
it.
Little.
Right
Brian,
I would, this year I would get Servo and Crow a pass to every Michael Bay movie ever made, just so that it's really a present for me.
I wouldn't put them through Ninja Turtles.
That was a good movie, by the way.
Oh, it wasn't.
That's all, my secondary was Manos, The Hands of Fate, The Extended Cut.
And our last person for Christmas this year, our very last person, he's a little shitty dictator. What are we getting Hitler this year for Christmas?
Hitler?
Little Hitler.
Little Hitler. What are we getting him for Christmas?
Pineapple right up the ass.
Oh. Wow. Right up the butthole.
Pineapple sideways.
Little Hitler.
What about a juice skin light shade, light lampshade?
Juice skin lampshade.
And maybe some juice soap.
I mean,
fuck that.
Maybe a couple gold Jew teeth.
Jesus.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Was a Jew.
What are we getting Hitler for this year for Christmas?
I don't know. Seinfeld?
The DVD box set?
No, the actual.
Oh, the
man.
Actual dude. All right.
The man.
The alpha
dude. Oh, Jesus.
In Auschwitz or something like that? Like, that's.
Maybe he's the next door neighbor.
What is it? What?
The show is about nothing. It's about four Jews in Auschwitz. And
Kramer's the Hitler? Like, or Hitler's the Kramer?
Or get rid of the fat guy, and that's Hitler.
Hitler.
Well, I mean, they do have a soup Nazi, right? So it's right along those things.
Pete.
No Jews for you.
Pete. Hitler this year. What are you getting Hitler this year?
We can't get him any Nazi castles because he's silly with them.
He's stupid dumb with them.
I don't know. Better mustache.
Better mustache. Jill, what are we getting him this year?
What he always really wanted and what could have avoided this whole catastrophe.
Poland?
Muscles.
That scholarship. A scholarship to art school. If he had just been allowed to paint, he never would have painted catastrophe all over Europe. So I'm going to get him a scholarship to art school.
I would get him a Broadway play.
Springtime for
Hitler in Germany.
But back to Lou's point.
The final one?
What's the deal with these showers? Sorry, it's stuck in my head.
What's the deal? With these concentration camps? I'm not getting any concentration done.
You only get one snack a day.
I like it.
At the end of this game, I feel like I got to give the best answers to the whole room. You guys did a great job. Everybody, all around. All right, so what's up
you
next?
You stop keeping
well,
points.
Well, to kind of wrap the show up, I thought we would do a little toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To everyone in this room, thank you all for being part of the show for the past however long we've been fucking doing it.
2 years, man.
It's been a while. And every holiday season, it kind of brings us to another anniversary. Because we started in January, no?
We started for the first week in January 2013. So but we were doing it for like 6 months before that.
But I'm talking about actual aired shows.
Yes.
So for the past 2 years now, we've been at this. We're about to come up on our second anniversary.
We're going to do the New Year's Eve show next week.
The New Year's Eve show. If you remember last year, that was a fun time.
It was, man. It was a good time. But
I don't remember anything.
I don't know if we're going to cram that many people into the room again.
Oh, we should. All seven. Get everyone.
And if we're going to get
Lippy, you come back next week?
Yep.
Are we gonna Kenny? Get Pope?
A week from now. I don't know, man. I'm like the wind.
You like the wing?
I'm like,
wind. The wind.
Kansas.
You got pancreatic cancer, bro? Like,
I'm here sometimes. I'm not.
Ken's a solid maybe. And I don't know if we're going to get his fucking shithouse drunk and do another 3 hour show.
Oh, wait. Shithouse drunk? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're doing shithouse drunk things.
That was last year's. It was like 3.5 hours of podcast.
It was about 2 hours and a half. It was 2.5 hours, man. It was a long podcast.
It was like the Hobbit movies of podcasts.
And then he took another sip of his drink.
And then Bilbo should.
I'm looking for Bilbo. Swing.
My name is Dwalin of the Dwarves, and I'm here to have breakfast for another 80 pages.
With mimosas.
I'm looking for Bilbo Baggins.
And then they cleaned the dishes and drank mimosas and had a bagel. All right, and then Gandalf showed up.
So next week we're going to have our year-end show. I can't believe the holiday season's over, man. It's just kind of
cool. I'm relieved. I was able to get here in under 10 minutes because there was no mall traffic. That's nice.
I love mall traffic, man.
I hate
people are buying
presents.
How do
you live on this street with that mall traffic?
I love it. I just, you know, people are buying presents. People are doing good things for people, man.
Or they're fulfilling their obligations.
The mall traffic isn't the problem. It's that dance studio. God damn it.
Pete, let me ask you one question. Do you love to eat pussy or do you just fulfill your obligations?
Oh, I eat the pussy, sir.
I don't know. It sounds like how you give presents is how you eat pussy sometimes.
Oh, no. Yeah. My pussy eating is my
one,
pussy.
One, two, a three. A three legs to the orgasm.
Yeah. Better than you. You're like Mr. Turtle. You're like, I have no idea. I can't even get her there. Ask Mr. Owl.
Wow.
Anyway, let's wrap this bitch up. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and keep Lou company.
That's right.
Like us on Facebook. Keep doing that because it's awesome and we enjoy it. Email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. And Lou, what am I missing?
rate and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Stitcher, Instagram, Podcast Land, Podbean, basically anywhere that they have podcasts.
Follow us on the streets if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
If and you also, can recognize us, bring it.
Stalk us.
Email Pete and let him know that that Happy Hyundai Day shit doesn't fly anymore.
It's fucking gay.
Not here.
Nor does that December to remember bullshit.
Yes. Hey, it's a reason for the season.
No, this motherfucker.
Never was cool.
Yeah. Happy Hyundai Days, assholes.
It's like cringingly bad.
No, we're stopping, yeah. We're stopping that out.
Don't yeah. care. So I hit this light switch?
No.
No.
All right, so,
all right. So for myself and Brian and Jill and Lou and Lippy, thanks for showing up, Lippy. And Ken.
Anytime.
Close the door behind us. Merry Christmas. Oh, I see a man in the back. There's a man in the back. His eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her, 'cause she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah.